전함은 어디서나 샤나마냐 나마야 나사카 디비디바디아 두다칸디아다바샤 I'll put you in front of my melody. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. I'll make room for two, you and I, Jesus. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. Oh, hey, oh, you are all that matters. Oh, hey, oh, you are all that matters. Oh, hey, oh, you are all that matters. Nanya mana sasa. I don't have you in my life. What would I gain if you take the Holy Ghost?
Hello, my name is Reverend Ebenezer Asari Asumele, and I'm the lead pastor of Purple Fire Online Ministry. This particular Sunday morning, I need you to connect with me. I need you to pray with me wherever you are. Just thank the Lord. David said, I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Wherever you are, just begin to bless the name of the Lord. It's a Sunday morning. It's a Sunday morning. Wherever you are, just begin to bless the name of the Lord. Just worship Him. Adore Him. Raku lavriyasa. Lavriya kopanda. Kriyasi vran telegedei maduri vadosa. Lei paragadian telegedei madus ivrantaya gadosa. Lakuri hadisi grian tologodori ha. Vasundele katuri habando solobodian telegada. Zabari atayaga bando krosiri atayaga bando solo Lea badori hapanda griantolo godori habari asiba Lei baro kapando grosile atori habando siyataya Lei barosi kapando grosiri atayaga bando krosian talagadori Lei barosi bi atonda griasura gabando krosivra hasiata Labadori abari kapando grosiri atayaga bando kos ibrantaya Lambaro antelege dei badori habando kos ibrantaya Gabando Crosiataya, Lei Parasiataya Gados, Ibrantaya Gadori Hapa. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, this particular morning, I want us to deal with a particular subject. I want us to pray for this particular generation. This particular generation needs a prayer. In the year 2020, I prophesied about the death of the husband of the queen. The king that has passed away in the United Kingdom. I was praying with a lady in the United Kingdom, and I told her that there is going to be a funeral in the United Kingdom, that I see that the king is about to pass away. And she said that, well, he's grown up, he's old, and I think that if he passes away, that there is nothing that the kingdom will lose. And I said, blessed be the name of the Lord. But it did happen in this particular year. I prophesied that about him in the year 2020, but it did happen in the year 2021, which stands to reason that prophecy does come to pass. But I have seen something concerning this particular generation, that it has become a curse and it has become a scar. It has become a curse upon their heads, and it has become a scar in their parents' flesh. But we are going to deal with it before we proceed to the next chapter. We are going to deal with it. Wherever you are, just open your Bible to Proverbs chapter 30, verse 11, and let's deal with this particular prayer point concerning this particular generation. Either the generation Z, or whatever title that this particular generation is withholding, we are praying that they will be released. They will be released, because this particular generation is battling with a curse. This particular generation, they are battling with a curse. And I see it coming in the realm of the spirit, that it got to be intercepted. Other than that, most of this particular generation, most of the youth who experience this particular curse, that is coming. That is coming, and it is proceeding. It is coming from the kingdom of God, and they need to be delivered. In Proverbs chapter 30, verse 11, I read, the Bible says that there is a generation that curseth their father. It said there is a generation that curseth their father. They curse their father. And that not bless their mother. And they do not bless their mother. It said, and they do not bless their mother. In the verses 12, the Bible says, there is a generation that are pure in their own eyes. Which stands to reason that when they are sinning, they see it to be something that is righteous in their own eyes. This is the generation that we are in now. Is that there is a generation. There is a generation. Solomon prophesied concerning that particular generation in the books of Proverbs. And we have entered into that season and that generation. He said there is a generation that are pure in their eyes and yet not washed from their filthiness. They are not washed from their filthiness, yet they are pure in their eyes. At this particular Sunday morning, wherever you are, I pray those who are between the ages of 15 years to 25 years, I pray in the name of Jesus that this particular curse will not come upon you. I pray in the name of Jesus that you shall not walk in the shoes of this particular generation. In the mighty name of Jesus, for it is hanging upon their heads. Lebarus ilian telege dei maduri afara hasia lakur hesende ki andori has uba aduri apara secundali atonda gi atodo hosias vasuli ataya. Is that there is a generation? Oh, how lofty are their eyes! Is that how lofty are their eyes? How lofty are their eyes? Can do la diata, and their eyelids are lifted up. Is that their eyelids are lifted up? Which stands to reason that they do not respect humanity. They don't care who you are or where you are coming from or what position that you hold. They will insult you. That is the generation that we are in now. People can take their phone, just log into their social media account, and they begin to destroy certain people in position. They begin to insult those in the presidency. They begin to insult those who are holding certain position in the world. This is the generation. We are praying for them. Whoever that you are, if you are parents, you got to pray for this particular generation. If you are father, you got to pray for this particular generation. If you are a believer, you got to pray for this particular generation. For they need the hand of the Lord. For they need the hand of the Lord. They need the hand of the Lord upon them. They need, is the same way that the Lord, the Bible prophesied that in the last days, that these young men shall prophesy, the young men will prophesy, the old men will have dreams. And our young maiden will also prophesy. That is the same way that Solomon also prophesied in the book of Proverbs chapter 30, and he said that there is a generation coming. He said there is a generation coming who do not respect. They don't care who you are. They don't respect you. They don't respect your anointing. They don't respect anything concerning you because they are righteous in their own way. I will pray for whoever that is watching me, that is between the ages of 15 to 25 years, that you shall not end up in this generation. You will not walk in the shoes of this particular generation. In the mighty name of Jesus, that we pray that let angels come to town. Let there be a revival in this particular generation. Let the hand of the Lord come upon this generation. That their heart will be changed in the name of Jesus. I pray from the bounds of my spirit that whoever that is watching me, those who are in the senior high secondary schools, those who are in colleges, those who are in the universities, will pray and will declare over their life in the name of Jesus that we will not lose this particular generation. The devil will not have this generation. We pray in the name of Jesus that the devil will not have this generation. We snatch them from the arms of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. In the verses 14, the Bible says, there is a generation. There is a generation. There is a generation whose teeth are sore. It's a whole teeth. Their teeth is a sore. What stands to reason that when they begin to speak, they don't speak words of inspiration. When they begin to speak, they don't speak words of motivation. When they begin to speak, they don't speak words of encouragement. But they begin to speak words of pain, words of bitterness, words of itching, words that will pierce your heart. That is this generation. That is the language that they speak. But I pray in the name of Jesus that in the name of Jesus, let the Spirit of the Lord touch their tongue. Let the Spirit of the Lord touch their tongue. Let the Spirit of the Lord touch their tongue and snatch this particular generation from the arms of the enemy, from the grip of disrespect, from the grip of jealousy, from the grip of pain in the name of Jesus. As I continue, say, and their jaws and their jaw teeth are as knife. What stands to reason that their jaw teeth are as knife? Their jaw teeth are as knife. I pray in the name of Jesus. When they get hold of your name, when they get hold of your story, when they get hold of your history, they will make sure that they will destroy you. They will make sure that you go through pain. Their jaws are as knives. Badili gedeya kataya, source and knife. Souls and knives embedded in the mouth of this generation. Souls and knives. But I pray in the name of Jesus that this generation can do lahati atul habadias. Lay maluni hepeya gada. Zakus uliataya gabas olanta. Lay barakataya gabis elea. I declare from coast to coast. I declare from region to region. I declare from cities to cities. I declare from towns to villages. I declare in the name of Jesus, countries to countries, boundaries to boundaries, that let the hand of the Lord fall upon this generation in the name of Jesus. Let the remnant, let the remnant, let the remnant of Christianity behold in high esteem in the name of Jesus. Let the remnant of Christianity behold in high esteem in the name of Jesus. We shall not lose the remnant. We shall not lose this remnant in the mighty name of Jesus. Believers will not copycat the world. In the name of Jesus, they shall not end up as Sambalat and Tobias. In the name of Jesus. Zekus Olavrias Ibahataya Ganabas. Is that to devour the poor from off the earth and the needy from among men. To devour the poor from off the earth and the needy from all men. I pray in the name of Jesus that whoever that the enemy has used you to be a channel, to be a tool, to be a vessel of dishonor, to devour the poor, I pray in the name of Jesus that let the hand of the Lord deliver you in the name of Jesus. If you are between the ages of 15 to 25 years, I pray for you in the name of Jesus that you shall not lose your identity in Christ. You shall not lose your identity that you came on earth with. In the name of Jesus, you shall not be a child of dishonor. You shall not be a child of respect. But after the order of Timothy, a son of consolation, I pray in the name of Jesus, that soul shall you be in the name of Jesus. That soul shall you be in the name of Jesus. After the order of Timothy, the son of consolation, I pray in the name of Jesus, that you, this particular generation, shall console their parents. They shall console their government. They shall console their government. They shall console their parents in the name of Jesus. Let the curse that is hanging upon this generation be uplifted. Let it be uplifted in the name of Jesus. Madili gede yakataya gabahasia talagada haya. Beli akus ivri hakapala. Lakundele gede yamaduri hefeya kasiataya. La prakus ivadia telegede maduli keteya gadaha. Lei pihadus koruhotea. Zakun talagadi hara. La kurataya gadus ebele kete madula hapaya. Vasuni atun gaduri hepaya gadias ivrahataya. I pray and I declare over this particular generation that there is going to be a revival in this generation. Mark my words. Write down today's date. The Lord said to me, said, there is going to be a revival in this particular generation. Those who are between the ages of 15 to 25, there is going to be a supernatural set. There is going to be a supernatural set. For the Lord has come back to earth. Adala kataya. Ziku palagadayas. Hey Madus Ibra Tiagopa Zakus Ilantele Sapandi Aturi Hafa Zekud Aduri Hepandu Sakwanderi Aturki Asuri Hataya Vaduri Hepende Suandara Katuri Afasi Atayas. Father, we bless you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. For thou art the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The I am that I am, the ancient of days. Abba Father, we bless you. This particular Sunday morning, baby, may you use me to be a vessel of honor to your people. Use me to be a vessel of honor to your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, wherever that my name shall be mentioned, wherever that my voice will be, and may you enthrone your people through my voice. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the captivity be released. In the name of Jesus, let those who are in slavery, let their freedom be granted back unto them. In the name of Jesus, we send a spiritual release form for their release. We send a spiritual release form for their release. We bail them out. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Once again, my name is Reverend Ebenezer Asaria Suminin, and I'm the lead pastor of Pepper Fire Online Ministry. I love to speak in tongues. Lei parakasi ataya. And I love to interpret tongues. It is one of the gifts that I kept praying for almost a year before the Lord gave to me. So I value you so much. Tongues and its interpretation. Just check on YouTube and just listen to that particular video. It will enlighten you about tongues. Never be shy to speak in tongues. Never be shy to speak in tongues. It is our heavenly language that Lord, that God actually imparted us with. This particular Sunday morning, I want to deal with a particular subject that I titled Spiritual Illiteracy. Spiritual Illiteracy. Spiritual Illiteracy. Spiritual Illiteracy. And I proceed. Spiritual illiterate, or a spiritual illiterate, is a Christian. A spiritual illiterate is a Christian or a believer who lacks spiritual knowledge. About a subject matter in the body of Christ. What stands to reason that when you are spiritually illiterate, you lack knowledge about a subject matter in the body of Christ. I proceed. For instance, if you lack the knowledge about faith, if you lack the knowledge about righteousness, purity, holiness, unity, spiritual warfare, and among others in the study of the Word of God as a student of the Bible, then you are spiritually illiterate. As a student of the Bible, you don't have to be illiterate concerning these particular subjects, subject matters. It could be faith, it could be prayer, it could be revival, it could be what they call it, spiritual warfare, it could be covenant, it could be a lot, it could be angels. You got not to be spiritually illiterate. So I pray for you in the name of Jesus that you shall never be spiritually illiterate concerning a particular subject or concerning certain subject matter in the Bible as a student of the Bible in the name of Jesus. No wonder the Apostle Paul wrote to his son Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15. The Bible says, it's a study to show thyself approved unto God. Man of God, you got to study to show yourself approved. You just don't have to come online and prophesy. But you got to preach the word of the Lord. You got to feed the people that you are prophesying to. What does it entail? Or what does it amount to when you begin to prophesy to people and you are not feeding them the word of God? The actual word of God. You have to feed them with the word of God. I'm speaking to also the believers who are also a little bit ignorant about the prophetic. You have to always seek for the word of the Lord. And after the word of the Lord, then the prophecy will come. The meaning of prophecy is just an inspiration. I mean, an encouragement from the presence of God. I proceed. God, do not have you as in my attire. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15, the Bible says, it's a study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. There is something that the Bible calls us as right, the word of truth. You got to rightly divide it. You see, the Bible entails a lot of pieces of scriptures. That comes together to become a Bible. So, if you take the book of Genesis, there are pieces of scripture that Moses wrote, and he binded them together, and it became the book of Genesis. So, the Bible entails with pieces of scripture that has been bounded together, and we term it as a Bible. Basic instructions before leaving earth. So, these are pieces of scriptures that has been bounded together for the consumption of humanity, so that they can progress in life, in their walk with God. So according to Paul, in his height of fatherhood, the antidote for spiritual illiteracy is to study. Child of God, So if you want that particular antidote to your illiteracy in the body of Christ, then you got to study. You need to study the word. You need to study the word. You need to study Christian materials. You got to buy certain Christian books. You need to download them. You have to study. You have to broaden your knowledge. Kadula Hava. We are in the dispensation whereby information is all over the place. And you got to learn. You have to study for you to discern the right word. For you to discern the genuine word, you got to study. Other than that, you shall be deceived. Other than that, you shall be deceived. Child of God, to study simply means the devotion of time and attention. The devotion of time and attention. So when you devote your time and when you devote your attention to a particular thing to gain knowledge, let me tell you it again. To study simply means the devotion of time and attention to gaining knowledge of an academic subject. To gaining knowledge of an academic subject, especially by means of books. Especially by means of books. So this stands to reason that if you dedicate your time, if you dedicate your attention to gain knowledge, that is what we entitle, that is what we call study. You sit back, you sit on your buttocks, and you begin to study, you begin to read books to gain knowledge from that particular book. That is what we call studying. So what Paul wanted to enlighten us concerning in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15, he said, study to show thyself approved. When you study, you shall never be ashamed. When you study, you can preach. When you study, you can teach. When you study, you can talk. When you study, you can do everything pertaining to preaching and teaching. When you study, you can put certain things in place and map it up to your life, and you can progress in life. So you got to study. That is why the title of this particular message is Spiritual Illiteracy. Spiritual Illiteracy. Spiritual Illiteracy. There are a lot of illiterates in the kingdom that the Lord sent me this particular Sunday morning to enlighten you, to open your eyes, to illuminate you concerning this particular illiteracy. That there is a particular subject matter that you got to study about. You got to study. Other than that, you'll be left behind. Other than that, you'll be left behind. So a spiritual illiterate is one who possesses any of these physical character traits. So I'm enlighten you. I'm about to show you certain character traits. That maps up to those who are spiritually illiterate in the kingdom of God, or out of the kingdom of God, or out of the kingdom of God. The first one is a tool of affliction. A tool of affliction. So whoever that the enemy can use against any member of the kingdom as to afflict pains and wounds, spiritual pains and wounds, and physical pains and wounds, that particular person is ignorant about scriptures, is ignorant about the word of the Lord. So that particular person is an illiterate within or out of the kingdom. Madala Gabaya, why would somebody go behind the scenes, go to a man of God's page, and begin to cast that, fire that upon the page? That let no man read whatever that is coming on the page or posted on the page. That let no man listen to his messages. And you begin to do all kinds of things with the power that this same God has given to another man of God. We are all within one particular kingdom. But there are diversities. There are reps and there are sections within this particular kingdom. The mere fact that I'm not prophesying as you are prophesying, that doesn't mean I don't belong to the kingdom that you belong to. And the mere fact that you are not preaching the revelation that I'm also preaching doesn't mean you don't belong to the kingdom. God gave the giftings to each and every man according to such as they can use, or according to their grace. So God gave you the prophetic. God gave me something that is higher than the prophetic. That is encounters and revelations. And I can prophesy through these encounters and revelations. So I need you to understand that you don't have to kill yourself into the line of being spiritually illiterate, because we are all in the kingdom of God. We are all within the kingdom of God. So one of the physical character traits, makes one a spiritually illiterate, one a tool of affliction, Turn your Bible with me to Acts chapter 23 verse 10. Acts chapter 23 verse 10. I'm reading from verse 10 to verse 14. Verse 10 to verse 14. The Bible says, "And when there arose a great dissension, the chief captain, fearing lest Paul should have been pulled in pieces of them, commanded the soldiers to go down and take him by force from among them to bring him into the castle. In the verses 11 I read. And the knight, following, the Lord stood by him and said, "Be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome." And when it was day, certain of the Jews bounded together. That is what I'm going to dwell with. It says when it was day. It was not at night, it was in day. It says when it was day, certain of the Jews bounded together and bound themselves under the curse, saying that they will neither eat nor drink till they had killed Paul. This is the Jewish community whom Christ Jesus came out of the Jewish community. And he began to get certain apostles and certain men of God to work with him from this same community, like in the lives of Peter. And this same Jewish community came up, or they bounded themselves together. They came under one oath, and they said that we will not eat, we will not drink, until Paul, who is from Texas, who is preaching the word of Christ, or who is preaching Christ Jesus, until he is dead, we shall not eat, we shall not drink. They were very ignorant about what they were doing. They were very ignorant. They were spiritually illiterate. Let me proceed. In the verses 12, the Bible says that, and when it was day, of the Jews bonded together and bound themselves under a curse, saying that they will neither drink, they will neither eat nor drink, until they have killed Paul. In the verse 13, the Bible says that, and there were more than 40 which had made this conspiracy. And they came to the chief priests and elders and said, "We have bound ourselves under a great curse, that we will eat nothing until we have slain Paul." So they came before the priests, and then these same priests that keep on teaching them in the tabernacle. And the Bible says that they went to the priest and they said to the priest, "We will neither eat, we will neither drink until they have slain Paul and we have seen blood oozing from his neck. I needed to understand that whatever that you are doing to another believer within the kingdom of God, you shall pay for it. You shall pay a price dearly for your heart. You shall pay a dearly price for what you are going through. You shall pay a dearly price for whatever that you are doing behind the scenes. Again, any member of the kingdom of God, you shall pay that price. I pray in the name of Jesus that let the eye of the Lord locate you, whoever that is fighting against another member of the kingdom of God. I pray in the name of Jesus that let the hand of the Lord locate you in the mighty name of Jesus and destroy you beyond repairs. In the mighty name of Jesus. Child of God, I proceed. Because these Jews lacked knowledge concerning the doctrine Paul was preaching to them, as at that time, they were used as a tool of affliction to afflict the apostle of Christ Jesus. So because they lacked knowledge, they were used as tool of affliction. To afflict Paul. God do love her. Now a second character trait that maps up to somebody who is a spiritually illiterate in the kingdom of God is destiny hunters. Those who always hunt the destiny of others. In Genesis chapter 37, verses 12 to 36, the Bible says that Joseph's brothers were illiterate about the leadership mantle that was casted upon Joseph by their father, Jacob, through the coat of many colors, and thereby sold him into slavery. But in Genesis chapter 45, Joseph revealed himself to his ignorant brothers after Pharaoh made him a prime minister over Egypt. They never knew that they were selling their deliverer into slavery by hunting down his destiny for the Egyptians. This is an account on the gentleman Joseph. When they sold him into slavery into Egypt, that there came a time after several years that they sold the gentleman Joseph into slavery, that they never knew that there was going to be famine in their city, and that they will go back to Egypt and seek for refuge and seek for food from Egypt. But when they went there, they saw that their own brother was then the prime minister. Sometimes you may not know your deliverer. So when you are working with people, you have to work with them with divine wisdom. with divine wisdom. Don't be so much, what do you call it? Don't be so much jealous about people. Don't be so much jealous about people. If you are jealous about people in the kingdom, you are spiritually illiterate. You are spiritually illiterate, and you need knowledge. You need knowledge about being around people and accepting people as such as they are. In the name of Jesus, God, do love the house. I'm moving on to the third one. That is jealousy. That is jealousy. That is jealousy. So these are the character traits. These are the character traits that portrays those who are spiritually illiterate in the kingdom of God. Who are spiritually illiterate in the kingdom of God. In 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 20. In 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 20, the Bible says, And Micaiah, Saul's daughter, loved David. And they told Saul, and the thing pleased him. In the verse 21, the Bible says, and Saul said, I will give him her, that she may be a snare to him, and that the hand of the Philistines may be against him. Wherefore Saul said to David, thou shalt this day be my son-in-law, in the verses 20 to 22, the Bible says, and Saul commanded his servant, saying, commune with David secretly, and say, behold, the king has delighted thee, and all his servant love thee. Now therefore be the king's son-in-law. Be the king's son-in-law. There's an account on the gentleman David. When Saul set up a trap with Micaiah, his son, his daughter, for the destruction of David. I don't know whoever that the enemy has set you up with for your destruction. But I pray for whoever that is watching me, that you are about to marry, that may the Lord open your eyes to whoever that you are about to marry in the name of Jesus. May the Lord open your eyes. May you receive illumination. May you receive light in the name of Jesus. That you see whoever that wants to set a trap with you or set a trap for you. I pray in the name of Jesus that may the Lord deliver you out of it in the mighty name of Jesus. May the Lord deliver you out of it in the mighty name of Jesus. We break any limitation upon your spiritual eyes that you shall see beyond what the enemy wants to show you in the mighty name of Jesus. So jealousy is a character trait of spiritual illiteracy. Jealousy is a character trait of spiritual illiteracy. Saul was very illiterate about wars and battles. He lacked the knowledge and the understanding pertaining to the strength of David on a battlefield. Which stands to reason that when David is on a battlefield, that there were his strength. There was a particular secret pertaining to his strength that Saul never understood. Saul never knew why David was that strong. But I pray in the name of Jesus that the Spirit of the Lord will give you such illumination and such strength and a divine escape as he gave to David in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm proceeding on to the last aspect of the message. That is effects of spiritual illiteracy in the body of Christ. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. The Bible says that by no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. So the first effect of spiritual illiteracy is one, stunted growth. That we henceforth be no more children. Spiritual stunted growth. What is stunting? Stunting is the spiritual impaired growth and development that spiritual babes and adolescents experience from poor spiritual nutrition. So when spiritual babes and spiritual adolescents begin to experience poor spiritual nutrition, that is when they begin to experience spiritual stunted growth, or they begin to experience stunting. A scripture reference is going to be taken from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. First Peter chapter 2, verse 2. The Bible says, As newborn babies desire the sincere milk of the word. As newborn babies desire the sincere milk of the word, that he may grow thereby. So if you are spiritually fed well, you will grow. If you are spiritually fed well, you will grow. So that is one of the effect of spiritual illiteracy in the body of Christ. The effect of spiritual illiteracy in the body of Christ. And the second one is nipple confusion. Nipple confusion is one of the effects of spiritual illiteracy in the body of Christ. Nipple confusion. Nipple confusion is the tendency of an infant to unsuccessfully adapt between breastfeeding and bottle feeding. When an infant, a spiritual infant, has no enablement and the ability to adapt the transition between the breastfeeding and the bottle feeding. I'm going to explain to you for you to understand very well. When spiritual babes are making a transition between breastfeeding and bottle feeding, or the source of the feeding, they always get confused in the body of Christ. So if you are not careful as a spiritual parent and you are making a transition for either a spiritual infant or a spiritual adolescent, it is that particular season that they begin to become confused. Or sometimes one particular spiritual infant or a spiritual adolescent may begin to, what do you call it, go in search for other ministers to feed them. And when they get to this particular terrain of other ministers, they get confused of the message that they are preaching. I proceed. In Hebrews chapter 5 verse 12. The Bible says, that for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again. I'm talking to the spiritual adolescents. Again, which be the first principle of the oracle of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. What stands to reason that there are diversities of doctrine and there are diversities of feeding, or there are diversities of feeding, that there are milk and there are meat and there are strong meat and there are honey. So when a spiritual infant is making a transition from either the milk to the meat, and from the meat to the strong meat, and from the strong meat to the honey, it is then that they get confused, because they have not been taught very well. But I pray for whoever that is watching me, that you shall not experience nipple confusion, for you to end up as a spiritual illiterate in the mighty name of Jesus. This is one of the major effects of spiritual illiteracy in the body of Christ. It is one of the major effects of spiritual illiteracy in the body of Christ. I'm moving on to the third one, or the third point, that is running with unacceptable doctrine. Carried away with every wind of doctrine. A doctrine, I'm explaining what a doctrine is. A doctrine is a codification. Instructions and principles as the essence of teaching in the belief system. A scripture reference can be taken from Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1. The Bible says, therefore, leaving the principle of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from their works and of faith towards God. The verses 2, the Bible says, of the doctrine of baptism and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. In the verses 3, the Bible says, and this will we do if God permits. One thing that you got to understand is only spiritual illiteracy, or only spiritual illiterates run with unacceptable doctrine. For instance, the doctrine of reincarnation. What is the doctrine of reincarnation? What does reincarnation mean? It means those who are thinking that when a man dies, or when a woman dies, or when a child dies, he or she goes back and come back to the womb of another person as another body, but with the same character traits and with the same appearance. When a person dies, he goes and come back in the form of a fetus or in the form of a baby. When the mother gives birth, that is what I call the doctrine of reincarnation. The doctrine of reincarnation. But I pray for you in the name of Jesus that you shall not be illiterate. you shall not be illiterate about this particular doctrine, because it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. It doesn't. I pray in the name of Jesus that you shall understand what that particular doctrine is, that it doesn't exist in the mighty name of God. I'm moving on to the fourth one. Moving on to the fourth one. That is being brainwashed by seed men. Being brainwashed by sleet men. Being brainwashed by sleet men. A sleet man is one who teaches the word of God with personal skill. One thing that I need you to understand, that we are in the dispensation and the generation of those who are very skillful in what they do. You have to understand the difference between anointing and skill. You have to know the difference between anointing and skill. Somebody can be very anointed, but not very skillful. Somebody can also be very skillful, but not anointed. Somebody can be very anointed and very skillful. And I pray in the name of Jesus that such as you deserve, may the Lord give to you. And such as according to your grace, may the Lord give to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. So if you are not very anointed and if you are not very skillful as those sleet men who are preaching and brainwashing you, you'll be carried away by their gospel. You'll be carried away by their gospel. So a sleet man is one who teaches the word of God with personal skill and enthusiasm, and have no link to the throne of God, but teaching with the motive of enriching him or herself with the gospel. So these sleet men, they teach with the motive of enriching themselves with the gospel, of enriching themselves with the gospel. Turn your Bible with me to Isaiah chapter 28 verse 9. Isaiah chapter 28 verse 9, the Bible says, "Is that whom shall teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Is that whom shall teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast, them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast." Which stands to reason that when men attain certain heights in working with the law or in spiritual maturity, they are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. They are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. So when you attain certain height of spiritual maturity, you put aside the milk doctrine and you go towards the meat doctrine and the strong meat doctrine and the honey doctrine. In the verses 10, the Bible says that for precepts must be upon precepts. It's therefore precepts must be upon precepts. Precepts upon precepts, then line upon line, and line upon line. Here are a little, and there a little. Here a little, and there a little. That is how men who understand scriptures, they come with a powerful message. They come with a heavy message. It is precepts upon precepts. Precepts upon precepts. Then lines upon lines. Lines upon lines. A little here, and a little there. Then they come together, they just put it together, and it becomes a masterpiece. And it becomes a masterpiece. I pray in the name of Jesus that the Lord will be with you. That the Lord will enlighten you in the name of Jesus. When you study under the feet of sleep men, you only get brainwashed by baseless principles. You only get brainwashed by baseless principles. By baseless principles. And the last one is deception. The last one is deception. The last one is the effect of spiritual illiteracy in the kingdom of God. I'm dealing with effect of spiritual illiteracy in the kingdom of God. Deception is the last one. Deception is the act of causing someone to accept as true or valid what is false or invalid. The act of causing someone to accept as true or valid that is false or invalid. A scripture reference can be taken from 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 3. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 3, I read, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itchy ears." The verses for the Bible says, "And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables, and shall be turned into fables, and shall be turned into fables." So when a Christian shall away sound doctrine, through studying, they end up as spiritual illiterates, and thereby get themselves deceived. So if you shun away from sound doctrine, it is easy to shun away from sound doctrine. I'm going to explain the reason why. Why it is easy to shun away from sound doctrine. One of the secrets attached to sound doctrine is endurance. One of the secrets attached to sound doctrine is endurance. And it may not sound itchy in your ears. Because when you are enduring sound doctrine doesn't have the characters, or it doesn't have certain landmarks, like itchy, like listening and having itchy ears. No, sound that doctrine doesn't have such of things, but it may not sound itchy in your ears or pleasant to your tongue, but you got to endure. One of the things that you have to do when you are listening to sound doctrine is you got to endure. You need to endure. And what is the meaning of endurance? Endurance is the ability to continue doing something for as long as it is in being, or for a long time. So your ability to continue doing something for a long time is what we call endurance. So I take that particular scripture again, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. So we are in the season and we are in the dispensation whereby men are not enduring sound doctrine. Men are not enduring sound doctrine. I'm not saying that those who are preaching inspiration are wrong. And I'm not saying that those who are preaching encouragement are wrong. We all need inspiration, encouragement, and prophetic. But there are other messages like the baptism. There are other messages like the covenant. There are other messages like the principles of God. There are other messages like the law. There are other messages like grace. Like the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. These are sound doctrines. These are sound doctrines, and they have an adverse impact over the life of whoever that you are preaching to. I'm going to sign out here. My name is Reverend Ebenezer Saria Sumeni. God bless you so much for watching this particular Sunday video. Have a lovely Sunday. Bye-bye.
What will I live for if I don't have you in my life? What will I give if you take the Holy Ghost? Can you lavish your worship tonight? We didn't come to get familiar with Jesus. We came to love on Him tonight. You are all that matters.
Everybody sing it.
Oh, hey, oh. Holy Ghost, sing it from your heart now.